And on behalf of Riptide LLC, we are at the book launch party for Lisa Rayner. She's got a book coming out called Shelf Life of a Trophy Wife. And joining us now is Bill Tush. And folks that are maybe a little bit more mature, maybe our age, will remember.
Good way to put it.
Yes, we'll remember Bill from his days with, well, before it was Turner Broadcasting, it was
TCG, it was Channel 17. It was a local station in Atlanta. And it developed into the Superstation, and then we started CNN, and on and on and on. And today it is what it is today.
Yeah, you are
I don't even know what it is today.
You are one of the like original Turner employees, were you not?
54 of us at that time. And all the employees, we used to have a mimeograph. You remember mimeograph?
Uh-huh.
A mimeograph list of all the employees. And that's, you know, the extensions and stuff in the building. But there were 54 of us.
You did a little bit of everything
those days
at the station.
Yeah, originally I was what they used to call a booth announcer, the guy that would go coming up next on Channel 17, blah, blah, blah. And one day Ted came in, because the newscast at that time was at 3 o'clock in the morning, and it was a slide that just said news. And it was audio tape, which I recorded. And Ted came into work one morning and he said, look, is there somebody who can sit in front of the camera and do the news? And they said to me, do you want to do it? I said, yeah, I'll do it. And next thing I know, I was doing the news and it turned into a comedy show because, again, at 3 in the morning, we didn't think anybody was watching. So we're doing all this goofy, crazy stuff. And it became a cult thing, and then before I knew it, everybody's. And then we went on satellite, and people all over the country are watching this crazy newscast. So I got to be known for that.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, when you were doing all this crazy stuff, was it on satellite yet? Because that's Turner's the kind of the one that started that.
Right.
So you were getting a national presence.
Well, we were the first 24-hour-a-day television station, local television station. Because, again, Ted being the genius with the foresight that he always had, he said, you know, everybody forgets there are people that work all night, that get home at 7 in the morning or get off work at 2 in the morning, and they come home and there's nothing on television. Every station goes off the air. He said, that's crazy. We'll stay on the air. And we did, and that was the first way we made our mark. And then, of course, the satellite in, I think, 76 or 77 when we started that. And then the rest, you know, the old line, it's history.
You kind of were the face of the station in those early years. I mean, you were out there covering, and you mentioned earlier before we came on, you were covering the Emmys, the red carpet.
Oh,
and things.
Yeah.
You were everywhere.
That was later on. That was with CNN.
Okay.
But no, in the old days.
You were the entertainment reporter, were you not?
What happened was, you know, I went from the crazy newscast. When we started CNN, we had to stop doing that. So all of a sudden, I'm in limbo. And I go to L.A. for a couple of years. I did a talk show out there for CNN and TBS. And then that kind of fizzled. And we started the Showbiz Show, which was our version of Entertainment Tonight. And they said to me, do you want to move to New York? And I always wanted to live in New York. That was my dream. I said, yes, I'm gone. You know, and I mean, I went there and I lived there for 20 years. And did the showbiz news and, you know, the Oscars, the Grammys, the Tonys. I'm trying to think of all the awards.
Yeah.
I think the only one I missed, I think, was the Golden Globes. I don't think I ever did those.
So you got to interview all the famous people back in the day.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty crazy. You know, when I work today with a lot of young kids, and they'll mention the name of an old star that they never heard of, and I'll say, oh, I met that guy. But, you know, when I say old star, I'm not talking about somebody from the 30s. I mean somebody from, like, the 80s.
Yeah.
To them is an old star.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was very fortunate, you know, to meet all these people, and I have pictures to remember it. And I guess videotape around. We were talking about the fact I have videotape, but nowhere to play it.
Yeah. You got to get that converted to like a not even a CD anymore. You got a thumbnail, a thumb drive.
Oh, geez. I mean, you know what? I'm confused and lost.
Yeah. So when did you leave the TV side with Turner, and what were you doing after that?
Well, what happened, and it was kind of sad, was the World Trade Center you know, in 2001. And of course, after that, there was no more entertainment news on CNN. It was full-time coverage of the Trade Center and the bombing. And after about 6 months, there was nothing to do, literally. And I said, that's it. I'm packing it in after 30 years. So I made a deal and I retired with my wife, Lisa, who wrote the book. You know, that. And the funny thing was, the only phone call I got after I retired was from Ted. And he called and said, why'd you retire? And I told him. He said, well, I'm out too. And you know, sure enough, he, you know, in his own way, they put him out to pasture too. If you said to me today, who owns CNN? I would have to say, I have no clue. I don't have any idea.
I'm not even sure anymore myself. Yeah. I was going to ask you, so I run into Bill Tush here at this art gallery in Buckhead. Right. We are here for the book signing and the book launch party for Lisa Rayner. And she is a former wife of yours, right, which is your connection to being here tonight.
She was my third wife and I was her third husband.
and you're not together anymore?
Well, you know, it's funny. We were divorced in, I think, 2009. And, of course, you go through that and you go through a rough period where you don't talk to each other and blah, blah. And she went on and got married to somebody else.
She did a number four.
She did number four, and I stayed single. And then about 3 years ago, we started back together. I mean, you know, we'd go to a lot of events together, and we're always in touch. And a lot of people think we're either getting married again or we are married again. Or, you know, so I don't know what's going to happen.
Her joke is that you're her favorite ex-husband.
Yeah, I know. I hear that all the time. Well, she's my favorite ex-wife. And I mean, I'm really proud of her with this book because everybody that reads it says once they start, they can't put it down. And, you know, when she first started to write it, I thought, oh, okay, go ahead. I don't know. But, you know, the title, I should mention, you know, Shelf Life of a Trophy Wife. A lot of people see the title and they think it's just some fluffy book, but it isn't. But she had a pretty tough time of it. And not all those marriages were rosy. Or if they were, it wouldn't be number four.
Yeah, well, we're going to be talking to her and asking her about the book tonight. But I assume you're in the book?
Oh, yeah, I'm in the book. And I mean, what I always say is it's all true. She didn't make any of it up. Whether it's good or bad, I don't know. I don't read it because I'm afraid.
Did she confer with you while she was writing it?
No. I think the only thing she asked me was, could she use the real name, my real name? Which I, you know, I don't know how she could change it anyway if she was going to be writing about the fact that we were married.
Right. And you were kind of a very famous person.
Well, you know, 7 or 8 people know me.
You were the trophy husband.
The trophy husband. Well, what kind of contest was she in if I was the trophy husband?
So here we are at this museum. You enjoying yourself so far?
Yeah. In fact, I want to go over. They got petite fours, I think they're called, cakes. And I'm a sucker for anything sweet. Well, like Lisa. Oh, boy.
I'll tell her you said that.
Yeah.
Bill Tush joining us. Bill, been a pleasure talking with you.
I enjoyed it.
And I'm sure I'd love to talk more because, you know, I go back my TV days as well. And we talked about the equipment we used when we were first starting out. And you started out way before even I did.
Oh, man.
And it's amazing these days. I mean, here we are doing a podcast, which, you know, 20 years ago did not even exist.
In my world, it still doesn't exist because people say to me, why don't you do a podcast? And I'm like, I don't know what does that mean? I don't even know. I should hang out with you and learn.
We'll have you come into the studio. Okay. We'll make you a podcast star. You'll be an influencer, whatever that is.
An influencer. Yeah, that's the other expression I don't understand.
Yeah. Bill, thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. I had a great time. Thank you.
Thank you. And we are here tonight again to remind everybody on behalf of Riptide LLC, which Riptide works with small to medium-sized business owners. They empower you and your teams to drive traffic to your brick and mortar by increasing visibility to your brand and impacting your bottom line revenue for you to realize your long-term success. Go to RiptideLLC.com for more.